Consumers fight back over privacy concerns and win.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The General Motors-owned OnStar car communication service that's designed to help drivers in an emergency had a little emergency of its own last week. It said it would collect information on its customers' driving habits, things like speed and location, even if drivers canceled the service. Well, now, after consumer outrage, OnStar is hitting the brakes on that plan. For more, we'll get the details now from our New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore. She's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first, tell us how this controversy started.
Sure. Well, drivers know OnStar because it's a service you sign up for that can track your location and your speed, and it can tell you, it can help you out when you're in an accident or if there's another kind of an emergency, like a weather emergency. So what happened is OnStar said that it would continue to provide those services even if you canceled.
Hmm.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, there's been a lot of outcry over this. Is that why GM and OnStar decided to reverse course here?
Yes. I mean, it's creepy, not to put too fine a point on it. I talked to Chris Hufnagel. He's a law professor at the University of California at Berkeley. This is what he said about it.
New technologies enable all sorts of exciting features. But if these technologies are used a little differently by people with perhaps a malicious purpose, these technologies can really become implements of surveillance or control of individuals.
So what that tells us is that when something like this happens, it impacts how much consumers trust a company. It becomes very difficult to give them your money, to give them your service, if this is going to be the way that you're going to be treated in return. And it pulls the veil back on kind of the friendly face of a company. You see how the sausage is made, and it can freak people out.
Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, OnStar isn't the only company facing privacy concerns. Facebook is under pressure over the recent changes it made to its site. Those changes make it easier for third parties to see user information and make it harder for users to opt out. So what other companies are walking a fine line when it comes to privacy? For answers, let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't have OnStar in my car, but I do have a cell phone in my pocket, and I assume that there are companies that would be more than happy or maybe are already using that data to sell to marketers.
Maybe are already. Oh, how naive you are. Look at the whole fracas with Apple recently, where tracking software was found in the iPad, the iPhone. It was fairly benign. It was helping with mapping services, but people just had kittens about that. It is extremely common. First of all, your wireless device is essentially broadcasting your whereabouts 24 hours a day. But a lot of new apps out there are really just bringing it down to the microscopic level so that they can bring services, offers, coupons, all sorts of things to you right where you are. And then when you go online, your whereabouts are constantly being tracked. Advertisers love that, and you have essentially no privacy when you're wandering around on the web.
Okay, well, is there anything that we consumers can do about that if we don't want to be tracked and have our information sold all over the place?
I don't want to say there's nothing, but you've got to be very, very aggressive. You've got to scrounge through the privacy policies of all the various companies you interact with to see if you can opt out from them. Now, essentially, the rule of thumb is going to be if you are online or if you're using a wireless device, someone is going to be looking over your shoulder. It's the new reality. However, there is legislation in Congress that would have a do not tracking feature where you can opt out from being tracked. But even then, we really don't know who's gathering this information or how they're using it.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks a lot.
I'm watching you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in overseas trading right now, down about 0.4% in London, about 0.5% in Frankfurt. The head of the European Commission made a big speech in Brussels today calling for a stronger central government in Europe. He says that would make dealing with the debt crisis easier. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow eased up 146 points to close at 11,190.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at Novo Nordisk-US.com. and by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com.
Family Dollar will report earnings this morning, and the outlook is pretty good. The company is benefiting from a growing number of Americans who are in the mood for discounts. Interestingly, at the other end of the retail spectrum, high-end shops are also doing okay. And as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, you can see these trends in plans for holiday hiring.
The middle class is getting squeezed, which means mid-priced retail is getting squeezed right along with it. David Szymanski is dean of the University of Cincinnati's Carl Linder College of Business.
You have a very cautious, very concerned consumer who's really looking to the bottom end of retailing in terms of purchasing products.
And holiday retail jobs will follow that demand.
Probably the strongest area are the big discounters.
John Challenger heads the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. He thinks holiday shopping and hiring will have an hourglass shape. There will be spending and jobs at the low end. Luxury retail, too. He expects high-end stores will add some holiday staffers, as big money spenders aren't being hit as hard by this economic downturn. But
middle-end retailers, department stores, are the ones who seem to be taking it on the chin.
It seems going into the economic downturn's fourth holiday season, there may be another lump of coal for the middle. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, to the CBS show 2.5 Men, which scored huge ratings when it debuted its new season last week with a new star. Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen. Well, Kutcher is already in a bit of trouble. In the first episode, he uses a laptop, and on the back of the laptop are a bunch of stickers, logos for various internet companies: Foursquare, Chegg, GroupMe, HipMunk, and Flipboard. Well, it turns out that Kutcher is an investor in all of those companies, so CBS is pulling the plug on the stickers. They'll be obscured for all future episodes. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's a nursing program in Detroit that cranks out new graduates, but fast. Its jobs placement rate? Oh, 100%.
Everyone and their brother are going, they're in school to be a nurse right now. I mean, everybody knows at least 5 people, I swear.
I'm Kai Rizdal. New consumer confidence in the Motor City next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.